Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And on this half hour of Motown Memories, we're featuring the music of Michael Jackson from the 1980s and the 1990s. Well, the first song we'll hear, The Way You Make Me Feel, was the third consecutive number one single from Michael Jackson's Bad album. It was the first time in his career, both as a soloist and as a member of the Jackson 5, that Michael was able to pull three number one singles from one album, a feat already accomplished by artists such as the Supremes, the Bee Gees, Wham, if you can believe it, and Whitney Houston. Well, Michael's Off the Wall and Thriller LPs both produced two number one singles each. This was a new record for him. Well, The Way You Make Me Feel was Michael's seventh number one song of the 1980s, giving him the most number ones of the decade at this point in time. Right behind him were Madonna, Whitney Houston, and Hall & Oates. And right now, The Way You Make Me Feel by Michael Jackson. We'll be right back.
the TV. This evening, I was disgusted by all the injustice.
Time.
Well, that was Remember the Time. That reached number 3 from 1992. And before that, Scream. That featured Michael Jackson's sister Janet Jackson, and that reached number 5 from 1995. And we started off with The Way You Make Me Feel, number 1 from 1987. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And coming up, another number 1 from Michael Jackson. Well, way back in December 1969, Diana Ross and the Supremes garnered their 12th number 1 single, putting them in third place behind the Beatles and Elvis Presley as the artists with the most number 1 songs. The top 3 remained unchanged until 22 years later, when Michael Jackson went to the top of the charts for the 12th time as a solo artist with this song, Black or White, the lead-off single from his Dangerous album. Well, Jackson faced the same questions he did when Bad was released. Would it be as big as Thriller, the all-time best-selling record with 40 million copies sold worldwide? Well, it didn't quite make that, but this is a great song nonetheless. And right now, Black or White.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. Email Tom your requests at MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com.
Gonna make a change for once in my life. It's gonna feel real good. Gonna make a difference. Gonna make it right. As I turn up the collar on my favorite winter coat, this wind is blowing my mind. I see the kids in the street. But not enough to eat. Who am I to be blind, pretending not to see them need? A sonorous disregard, a broken bottle top, and a one man show. They follow each other on the wind, you know, 'cause they got nowhere to go. That's why no one yet to know.
See, 'cause they got no place to be. That's why.
Well, that was a great song, Man in the Mirror, that reached number one from 1988. And before that, Black or White, number one from 1991. You're listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. In this half hour, we're featuring the music of Michael Jackson. Well, coming up, yet another number one song by Michael Jackson. This time, Michael was paired with a singer named Cedar Garrett. Well, Cedar Garrett was the last to know she would be recording a duet with Michael Jackson for his long-awaited follow-up to Thriller. Actually, Michael's first choice for a singing partner for the song coming up, I Just Can't Stop Loving You, had been Barbara Streisand. But she didn't like it, according to a Rolling Stones quote. Well, other singers such as Whitney Houston were also mentioned as a possible partner, but that didn't work out either. The people that were at Motown knew the song was a hit with or without either Barbara or Whitney, so they settled for Cedar Garrett. And now here is I Can't Stop Loving You.
On the World Wide Web at MotownMemories.com. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Another day has gone. I'm still all alone. How could this be? You're not here with me. You never said goodbye. Someone tell me why. Did you have to go? And says that you
You Are Not Alone, a number one from 1995. And we start off with another number one, this time from 1987, I Can't Stop Loving You. Again, that featured Syd Garrett. You've been listening to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon, and that brings this edition of Motown Memories to a close. Glad you were with us. If you have any requests or comments, please email me. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, please visit our website at www.MotownMemories.com. That's www.MotownMemories.com. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.